On the West Coast, dock workers are bracing for possible labor action. Yesterday, a contract covering more than 10,000 dock workers expired, setting the stage for a possible work slowdown or lockout later this week. That would disrupt shipping at 29 ports up and down the West Coast. NPR's Scott Horsley is following the story and joins us now from San Diego. Scott, tell us more. How likely is a work slowdown?
Well, Jackie, the union is not making any explicit threats, but after the talks broke down early yesterday, a union spokesman said longshoremen are now free to take any legal job action, and that would, of course, include a work slowdown. The dock workers have today off anyway because it's the Labor Day holiday, and in fact, dock workers are holding big Labor Day rallies at all the major ports this afternoon. So the first sign that we might see of a slowdown, if it were to happen, would be tomorrow. Now, management in turn has said if there is a slowdown, they'll lock workers out. Management says it will not tolerate a slowdown, which they call a strike with pay.
What kind of impact would that result in, the longshoremen going on strike?
Well, collectively, the 29 ports up and down the West Coast handle some $300 billion worth of cargo a year. That's about 7% of our gross domestic product. And in addition to the jobs that are directly affected, there would be ripple effects that could be even larger. Anyone who buys or sells goods to the Pacific Rim or goods that include parts from the Pacific Rim it could potentially be affected. Now, some businesses anticipated this strike and moved goods ahead of time, but that's costly. So as a general rule, industry likes to keep only enough parts on hand to meet their immediate needs. To give you an example, there's an automaker in Fremont, California, that imports parts from Asia through the port of Oakland. And a plant spokesman says if there were a strike that were to last a week or so, that plant would have to be shut down. Now, ironically, the union itself has been downplaying the fallout that a work stoppage could cause.
And why is that? Surely it would be in their interest to play things up more.
Well, you might think so, but there's a political dimension to this. The White House has been monitoring the situation with folks from the Departments of Commerce and Labor and Transportation. And if there were to be a work stoppage, the president could declare a national emergency under the Taft-Hartley Act. Now, if he did so, that would force an 80-day cooling-off period, and the union doesn't want that because it would limit their bargaining power. I mean, the only real weapon at their disposal is their ability to slow down on the job. So they're trying to minimize the impact of a slowdown and keep the White House out of it. The shipping lines, on the other hand, welcome White House intervention, so they're trying to play up the impact. California's two senators, both Democrats, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, have written to the White House urging the president to stay out of this.
Scott, what's holding up a new contract altogether?
Well, it's not really so much about money. Longshoremen are already some of the best-paid blue-collar workers in the country. A full-time longshoreman makes about $80,000 a year with fully paid health benefits, and the shippers have offered to increase wages by about 17% over the next 5 years. The biggest issue really is technology. Containerization, of course, has already squeezed a lot of labor out of handling cargo, and now an issue is the computer technology used in scheduling containers and whether the people that run those computers are members of the union or not. The union wants to control those jobs, and the shipping lines doesn't want the union to control those jobs. The Longshoremen's Union is not a very big union, a little over 10,000 longshoremen on all the West Coast ports combined. But as this Labor Day showdown indicates, they can still have a pretty big impact.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Glad to do it.
NPR's Scott Horsley speaking to us from San Diego.